that person on. The Mishnah tells us that a dinter of Dini Memon is to lead down with three dayanim, a three member basis. And a case of Dini Mephoshes means 23 dayanim. So, then in the case of Maitzi Shemra means when the husband claims that his wife has a Mizanet after. So in the situation of Maitzi Shemra, there is Machlokes Ramei and Chachamim, whether the dinter requires 23 dayanim. Sanhedrin Tana, Mipnei Shiyesh Berdini Nefashis. What do we say? No, that it's Davale. Right now we're only being Dandini Mominis, so it's sufficient for the Bezna of Shlosh. But it's unclear in the Mishnah exactly which aspect of Metzi Shema the Dintayr is all about. So obviously, we're not speaking of a case where we're discussing whether somebody is Chayiv Nisif. The Eidim come and say that the Yeshisish was Insa and that she's Chayiv Nisif, and we're judging Taka whether we're going to give Yisha Nisa or not, but then everybody agrees we need 23. And if we were mazim the Eidim, another pair of Eidim came and they said, Imona ha'yisa, and the first pair of Eidim were telling a lie, and we're going to give the first kate, and the first pair of Eidim will be punished with the onesh of kasha zalman lasas li'ochi. We're going to give them misa, because they were trying to give misa to the isha, so they get the onesh misa. That's what it says in the Chumash. Whenever Eidim testify falsely, and he caught them, like they have zalman, then the Torah says, v'asisim lo, kasha zalman lasas li'ochi. So if the situation is that the Eidim gave an Eidim for misa, and now they were Huzman, we're going to hold them by giving them Mises, right to be in the Pasha, so there wouldn't be any Machlokes HaTanaim. So obviously the Tanaim are speaking of a case where the whole Dintera revolves about Mominis. And that's why the mayor holds a Bishlosha, a Dintera of Mominis, is Bishlosha Dayan. The only question is, which Mominis are we speaking about? There are two types of Mominis involved in it. Just you speak in abstract about Moitzi Shemra, you could speak about two different types of Mominis. Either that the Baal Tainis, that he just got married and he claims that his wife is not a psula, she was a ba'ula. So even though yesterday when they got married, they filled out the psula masayim zur, he tainis, he comes the next day to Bezni. And he tainis tesa pasuach matzasi, that his wife was not a psula, rather a ba'ula. So the Rashi quotes the Gemara in Ksuba Zafiur, that the Baal would be Nemon, lahafsida ksubas, either lahafsida 100 zuz, then instead of ksubas psula, she should have ksubas ba'ula, or lahafsida lagami, that's how we pass from it. And the Mishnah says, a person for Sofer Tzosi is Nehman because the time is Nekach Toys, so we pass the Nekach Toys Lagami Mashma, and she doesn't get any Ksuba at all. So either the case could be that we're speaking about it in Torah about the Hefsid HaKsuba, that the Baal Tain is, his wife was a Ba'ula, and therefore Nekach Toys, he doesn't want to give, he doesn't want to be Meshuga. He's not holding by divorcing her, he's not holding by paying anything yet, but he wants to be Nehman if he comes immediately, the very next morning, to Bezin, then he's Nehman Lahafsid HaKsubas. So either we're speaking about such a mominus, that's how Rashi learns the entire Gemara, or we're speaking, that's not really the technical usage of the term Moitzi Shemra and Ganshat. Whenever the Mishnayos or the Gemara speaks about Moitzi Shemra, usually in connection with Oynes HaMefatah and Moitzi Shemra, all three go together. So usually, just like Oynes HaMefatah refers to the special knas that the Torah imposes, that Oynes HaMefatah HaMefatah have to pay Chamishim Shkolim, Chamishim Shloim. So the same is true regarding Moitzi Shemra, that the husband who claimed that his wife was Mizane Tachtov doing Eris, and that it turns out that it's not true, then the husband has to pay Menasim Malviyah Naira, Meir Shkolim, 100 Sloim. So that's what the Rabbi Mitam Tainis against Rashi has. A whole list of Tainis in the big places on Chesim and Aleph. But one of his many Tainis is this, that the technical usage of the term Moitzi Shemra and Dan Shas always has the connotation of the Baal having to pay the Meir Sloim to the Avi HaNaira. Not that the Baal is Mafsid the Isha the Ksuba. That's not called Moitzi Shemra. Ah, it is. Moitzi Shemra, he says that his wife was Mizan. It's also Moitzi Shemra. But usually we use the term Moitzi Shemra when it's not true. When it's Emes, we say, how do you say when it's Emes? I don't know. Yeah. But usually Moitzi Shemra has a technical connotation of a case with the Baal kind of. And it's not true.
Gets paid because it's not true.
That the girl gets paid, or the girl's father gets paid because it's not true. That's one of the many kindness, it's one of the equal kindness that Rabbi Natan has against Rashi's Pshat. So the Kitzur, it's clear again. It's clear in the Mishnah, the Machlokes Ramei and the Rabbanan, they argue that some kind of a case, it's unclear what the case is, and the Gemara, there are going to be a whole series of suggested interpretations in the Mishnah, because it's so unclear what the case is. We're speaking about some type of a case that's connected with Moitzi Shemra, the husband kindness, the wife is Mizana, and it's either is true or it's not true. And there's machlokes on there and there are how many dayanim you need, and it's clear that we're not speaking about a case Whether somebody's going to get nefashis. Not the Isha, not the Yehudim, nobody's getting any Einish Misa. If you get an Einish Misa, then there's no machlekes. Everybody agrees you need 23 dayot. We're talking about a case where there's only a sahandal tzich, only about nominis. And nominis, the Rav Meir is right that it should be takas shlosha. But the Rabbanan said, if nei, she yesh, by being in the nefashis, because it has a shaykhis with being in the nefashis, so you already need 23 dayot. So Rashi and the Mishnah comments that the Gemara is going to hear us, that the Gemara is opening kashan, the sugya, mochi shema, chesem and aleph on the bottom. So what? The chiyesh b'din in the nefashis may have. So what if it could possibly lead up as a shaykhis b'din in the nefashis? But lemais, if now we're not judging b'din in the nefashis, but rather only judging b'din in the nominis, it should be sufficient with three dayan. That's the Gemara's time. So the Gemara is going to start to explain what the pshat is, but before we get down to the pshat again, let's review again. Rashi learns that the pshat in the, what case are we talking about? We're talking about the case where the husband comes the day after the chasen, he just paid for the wedding dinner. Not like Bizman HaZeh, that the Kala's family pays. Bizman HaTalmud, the husband, the chasen had to pay for the Sudas HaChasen. And that's why the Chachamim had Takona, they gave a special namonis to the husband, that if he comes the very next morning, he comes to Bez and take it from the yard. And the time is Pesach, Pasuach Motzasi, that his wife is a Bu'ula. At the time that he made the nisuah, and then the Baal is Neman, the Yisra, the Baal is Neman lahafsiduk sibasa, because Rashi quotes on the bottom of Chesem and Aleph, because we assume ein adam tareach b'suda u'mafsida. It doesn't make sense that the husband should spend so much money last night for the whole party, for the wedding. So obviously he's in love with her and he wants to marry her, and then the next day he should come and say a whole bilbul that's not true. He said that yesterday, last night,
he's not
the
really being mafsid the suda. I mean, he's not, you know, he's just saying that he's going to have to pay less. I mean,
yeah.
Mafsid suda means that the whole party wasn't.
Oh, simcha v'chasana, yeah. Yesterday he was crazy in love with her, and all of a sudden today, he's telling a lie that she was a bula, and then there's going to be trouble in the marriage already. They're starting off on the left leg. So Rashi learns that that's the dini momentus that we're discussing, that's the dintayr in the Mishnah. Rameh and Rabban are arguing about such a case. And the Baal comes the very next morning after the chasen, and he wants to be Neman with the Nemonis of the Gemara Ksuba Zafir, Rav Nachman's din. That since Ksuba is only the Rabban, and if Ksuba, that's what Tosis points out in the Gemara, that if Ksuba would have been a din or Aisa, that's a machlokes hatanoim, but the payment of Ksuba when the woman becomes an Alman or a Gusha, what happens if the chasen didn't write a Ksuba? If he wrote a Ksuba, like we all, when we get married, we write a Ksuba. So some poskim tanya, if you write a Ksuba, then whether ksuba deraisa, ksuba lav deraisa, lamala v'amar. If you gave your wife a ksuba, so you were mishabit yourself. You can be mishabit yourself to any amount of money. That's certainly a din deraisa. That's not some achrayim kind. The Ari of the Beit Lo has a whole ksuba about that. That's the shver of the Dibri Yecheska, the Shinidah. It's very long, the shit ksuba. So has a whole ksuba about that shalom. And other posts can also discuss it, and that's kufi. If you hold ksuba lav deraisa, what if you gave your wife a ksuba? So if you gave it, you were mishabit yourself. Everybody should agree that ksuba is the right. That's a shot. Let's say we're talking about a case where the husband never gave his wife any documents, he never made any kabbalah's kinyan, he just has to pay ksuba if she gets divorced, he just has to pay ksuba because the Mishnah says he has to pay. So the shot is that din in the Mishnah, that the Baal has to pay ksuba, is that a din deraisa or a din derabban? The Gemara says in ksuba is, that's a machlokes hatanan, but ksuba deraisa, or ksuba lav deraisa. So the Tosis points out, and the Tosis right over here, is that, and likewise there in ksuba, tesam al, yudam al, that if you would have held a ksuba is deraisa, like the Rabbi Natan Paskins, ksuba is deraisa, even if you don't make any shibudim, min hatorah you have to give your wife the chamishim shkolim of ksuba when you divorce her, then the Baal would not be believed the next morning to tanya pesach pasuk matzah. That's the mashmaos agmar. That hayoyis, that the chiyuv ksuba is only the rabbanon, that's the lashon agmar. Chachamim tiknu lehem lebnei Yisrael ksuba, the chachamim were misakim with the rabbanon, that the Baal has to take ksuba. Behem heninuhu lahafsidu ksubasa. And since it's only the Rabbanon, say, hey mamre, behem mamre. They were the ones who were misakin the whole chiv ksuba in the first place. And therefore, they said that we believe the Baal, if he comes, take it from the yad the very next morning, and he finds his pesach for sof mitzosi, he's never lahafsidu ksubasa. So Rashi says that that's exactly the case that we're discussing in the Mishnah. The Baal comes the morning after the chasene, the bezin, he finds his pesach for sof mitzosi, lahafsidu ksubasa. So Rav Meir says that ksuba is b'shloisha dayanim. Halacha l'maaseh. Ksuba is avada b'shloisha dayanim. Rav Meir is right off him. The Rabbanan say no, that since it has some kind of a connection, if Neisha Yeish Bro, Dini Nefashis has some kind of a shaykhis. The Dini Nefashis, even though l'maaseh, we're not discussing Dini Nefashis now. Since it has a shaykhis, so therefore you already need 23 dayanim. And that's what the Gemara will ask. Just because it has a shaykhis, so you already need 23. But for it, self-kosof right now, we're only being done Dini Momentus. So Rabbi Natam doesn't learn pshat like Rashi. And after a long, long attack against Rashi and showing on Ches Amid Aleph and Ches Amid Beis, it's all one long thesis. That's how the Maharam comments in the back. It's all one long detail of thesis. After showing how the Rabbi Natan's Pshat is so superior to Rashi Pshat, he finally ends off the end of the thesis, Ches Amid Beis, Dibra HaMaschel, the Hevi Ha'av Eidim V'Hizimun. The big thesis on Ches Amid Beis that you can't miss. So the last three lines, thesis says, after a big tumult again, a big attack against Rashi, he says, Nirushalmi Motza Rashbo, the Rashmi Shant, the Talmud of the Rabbi Natan, found that Nirushalmi flukt the Amoroi, there's a Machloikis Amoroi, and one Amor learned Pshat in the Mishnah like Rashi, and the other Amor learned Pshat in the Mishnah like the Rabbi Natan. The Eilu V'Eilu, the Rishon Chaim, they're both right. You can learn both Pshat in the Mishnah. One Amor flukt the Amoroi, Ikin and Beforish flukt the Linyak Subit, one Amor learns in Nirushalmi that the issue in the Mishnah is like Rashi described it, that the husband comes in the morning right after the Chasana, and the tiniest Pesach for Silk and Sosi. The Ikur the Mefarish and the other Amora learns Pshat, Linyan Meir Slon, Kinim Farish Abin Atam. So you have two valid Pshatim, which Mamnes we discuss. But we're going to have to take one at a time, otherwise we'll get totally confused here. Yeah. There are more than two Pshatim in the morning. Rashi and Abin Atam is more, but we'll try to map it through the Rashi and Abin. So let's first start off with Rashi a little bit, to learn a Shtikal Gemara, then we'll go to the Abin Atam. Rashi learns again that it's the day after the chasun and the husband comes to Bezdin because ksubas love their raisa. Therefore, hey mamru v'hey mamru, hey heminuhu, because the whole chi of ksubas only rabbanon. So the chachamim made a takana that if the baal time is the very next morning, pesach pesach matzasi, he's never going to have ksubas. Also because they don't have to sit in the Rame makes a lot of sense why the Bezdin should be an up b'shloish. We're only discussing hefsek ksubas b'shloish. And the Chachamim have it as a modern din. He passed on the Chachamim. Chachamim have a modern din. And you need 23 in Pnei because it has a Shaykhis. And then she yesh boy din in the Fash. Craig the Gemorim. If he yesh boy din in the Fash is my habi. So what if it has a Shaykhis? But now Lamaisa we're only discussing Ksuba. Ksuba is Bishlosh. Omar Ula. The Choyish is in the Laz. Come with me. Ula says Pshat is like this. The Chosin, the husband who just got married last night. The Shatayv Matzlachas comes to Bezdin on Thursday morning. The Mishnah says in the beginning of Ksubas, the Psulah Nis is BMRV. You're supposed to get married on Wednesday afternoon. On Wednesday night they have the Bilas Mitzvah, so that in case they'll have any kindness or Pesach for Suach, any Shailas, whether she's Asura or any kindness for Hefsik Suach or whatever, then she come take it from the yard on Thursday morning to the Bezdin because there's Mana Mishnah and many communities about the Dinim only met on Mondays and on Sheni V'Hamishnah, on Mondays and on Thursdays. So it's talking on Thursday morning, he just got married Wednesday afternoon. He had a Bilas Mitzvah Wednesday night, comes to have a time on Thursday morning to the bed, wants to be Masa Biksu. So Rameyer makes the best sense in the world. It's a Bezna Shloisha, it's only the Nimominus, you don't need anything more than three. The Rabbana hold, Choshishim Lelaz, Vos Heist Laz. So Rashi translates the word Laz, Shema Yetze Hako. Rashi says, Kishay, Rashi Dibra Maschel over here, and I got Chesem and Aleph, Rashi says, Rameyer Sovar, Ein Choshishim Lelaz. So he says, the issue is whether Yetzi HaKol, when the husband comes to Bezdin, everybody knows there are 150 people at the Chasana, 450 people, whatever, it's a big wedding, everybody's at the wedding. On Wednesday evening, Wednesday afternoon. Thursday morning, everybody's going to see the Chasana marches and goes straight from the Davening, goes straight into the Bezdin, so they see that there's something fishy. So everybody runs to the Bezdin to hear what's going on, okay, wants to find out, guy just got married, what's he going to Bezdin, already getting divorced. So he starts his whole story, he just got married in Pesach Pesach Matzah, and he's attacking the wife, he's a bula, and he's going to be Matzah Biksubi. So everybody's going to hear the story. So the question is, do you have to be Choshish Lelaz? Do you not have to be Choshish Lelaz? The Hainu. Do you have to think that maybe what the Baal said will be substantiated later? Maybe people, the whole city will start the tumult, and maybe Edom will come later on to be made that the woman was Taka, the Eish Yisish, was Taka Mezana during Erisim. Because Bizman HaMishnah, again, we're talking, it's not like Bizman HaZeh. Bizman HaZeh, when you have a wedding on Wednesday afternoon or Wednesday night, we have the Erisin witnessing soon, everything together. And before the Erisin, they were just engaged. That the Gemara calls Shiduchim. When you make Tnoim, they're not married, they're just Shiduchim, is they're engaged. But they're not married yet, she's not an Eshishish. So Bizman HaZeh, we have the Erisin followed immediately by Bizun. Ad Kedekach, we have it so fast, one after the other, that Rashi and the Bali Atosis were bothered with the problem. When we say the Birchas Erisin, so the Masada Kedushin holds up a becher of wine, and he says, Bor Piyagofen, and then he says, Shekhishan, so it's fun of Allah Rice, he says the Birchas Erisin. And then right afterwards, he takes another becher of wine, he says again, Bor Piyagofen, and he starts rattling off the rest of the Shevzor. So Rashi and the Rishonim were bothered with the problem. What are you saying? Another Bor Piyagofen? He just said Bor Piyagofen a half a minute ago. Another Bor Piyagofen. So Rashi and the other Balei HaTosis instituted a hefsik, that you should have a pause in between, that you should read the ksuba, Kriyas HaKsuba. That's the whole idea of Kriyas HaKsuba, is to have a hefsik, to waste a little time. That's why some suggest that if the rabbis want to hold a talk under the chuppah, so sometimes they should hold a talk in the middle, in between the Eris and the Nisun, because that's exactly what the Kriyas HaKsuba is. Kriyas HaKsuba is just a waste of time. Have a pause for an advertisement, station identification, whatever. Just have a hefsik in order that the second God be out the Hesar Hadas, right? In order to have a Hesar Hadas to make sense. Yeah. You mean you should fill out the ksuba then? Yeah, yeah. Well, that doesn't take too much time. Yeah, right after the bracha. Yeah, yeah. You say the Birchas Eris and then you give the ring right away. So it's the Harayat, yeah. But Rashi apparently was bothered. That's not enough, right? You have to have more of a hefsik for that. You say another bracha, baruch avos, and so in order to create the Hesar Hadas, now goes Maimonides quotes the Tshuvas Rashi. Rashi and the Rabbi Natan instituted that you should have some kind of a hafsak in between in order to make sense out of the second baruch avos. Otherwise, achshash bracha levatola. What are you saying? Another baruch avos you just said before. So the practice today, Bizman HaZeh, the practice is that we have Nisuin immediately following the Erusin. But it never was like that Bizman HaMishnah, Bizman HaTalmud. They used to have first Bizman HaChumash, Bizman HaTanach. They would have first Erusin. The Chosim would give a ring and say Hariyat Mekudesh, the Kesef, Ashtar, Adiyah, whatever. He would be Mekadosh, the girl. The girl would not only be engaged, she would first be engaged for a while. Then they would get married. She would be an Eishes Ish, but she would not have yet Nisuin. She would only have Erusin. Erisin is when the woman is an Eishes Ish, but she's not Beveis Habal. She's not living with the husband. And Nisua is an Eishes Ish who is Beveis Habal. That's how Rashi points out in Kiddushin, Daf Yudam Beveis, that when the Gemara has a drasha base of Zuishto, that only applies to a woman who's an Nisua. Because an Nisua is an Eishes Ish, Beveis Habal. Then it's like the Ferish Gemara also. The Gemara in Yuma, Daf Yud Gimel. The Gemara says, V'chipe Bado, B'yad Beiso. On Yom HaKippur, Beis Zuishto, that the convert has to be married. And the Gemara, the Bavli at least, says not only married with the Erisin, he has to be married with Nisuin. Because the Pasuk Beisel, Zuishto, has the connotation of an Eishes Ish, Beveis HaBal, that's a full issue. The Arusa is just an Eishes Ish, Shalei Beveis HaBal. Either she's Beveis HaVihah, if she's still a Naira, or a Ktana, or she's a Bargeris, or if there's no father, so she's Beveis Atzma, she's not Beveis anybody. But the Arusa is an Eishes Ish, Shalei Beveis HaBal, and the Nisuin is an Eishes Ish, Beveis HaBal. So Bizman HaTanach, and Bizman HaMishnah, Bizman HaTalmud, until the Tkufis HaGolim, the practice, the common practice was that the girl would have Erisin either a year before or half a year before, some long time before the Nisun, and then she would be in Eishes Ish, and they would give her a chance to get ready for the wedding, to buy whatever she thinks she's going to need after getting married. And then after some waiting, after he would prepare and she would prepare for the Chasana, he'd get himself a job and get himself a home, whatever. And then they would have the Nisun. So when he has the Nisun on Wednesday afternoon, he already had the Erisin last year. He has the Nisun on Wednesday afternoon, and he does a Bilas Mitzvah the first time he has his beer with his wife on Wednesday night, and he finds that she's a Bula. So he has reason to taina, he has reason to believe that maybe she became Livala during Erisin, in which case she's a Saita who's a Surah Baila. So he has to come to Bezmer the next day. It's not just a question of Dini Mamanus of Hefsirak Sugi. It's the question whether the wife is Muteris Eilav or Asura Eilav. Maybe she was Mizana Takto. Maybe she was Mizana Beratzen Takto. So that's why there was a problem, Bizman HaMishneh, why the Chosin has to come to Bezmer the next day, to be Mevar, what the din is he mutter to stay with his wife or not? Bizman HaZeh, we don't have the whole thing. Bizman HaZeh, the Goyne made a takona not to have this hafsoke between Erisin and Nisun, not to wait 12 months, not to wait a half a year or whatever. Because what the girl's going to be in Eishes Ish, she's not living with her husband, so what he's doing, what are you going to do if she's Mezana? In Eishes Ish, she's in, she's Anissa, Nisa. Asur al baila, asur al abor. So what do you have to look for tzoras? What do you have to look for takonah, for mikshah? So they made a takonah. It's one of the takonahs again. Many, many takonahs are going. So they made a takonah that you should have the erisin and nisuin together. That's when the whole problem came up. How do you say the second baruch ha'gofen on the case of nisuin? You just said a baruch ha'gofen half a minute ago. It's Bana Talmud, there never was such a problem. It was a year ago. They had the erisin a year before, half a year, 2 years before, as many years as they want to have before. But Bizman HaGonim, when they made the takonah to have the Nisun immediately following the Erisin, because they were Choshish Mishum Znutz. So then, soon after the Tkufa of the Gonim, Sarashi had to make this his takonah to institute a pause and a hefsik to have the Ksuk. So Rashi learns again. So Rashi learns.
They have the same problem with the Yaakov Kosis,
right?
Right.
Right. Right.
Everything is one, and so does another one.
Right. Right. According to the Rif, according to our practice that we say Bartra Govan in every place, because we feel each one is a separate mitzvah, so then should be no problem. Right. And according to the other Rishon, that you only say Bartra Govan on the first coast and on the third coast, but on the second coast you don't have to say, on the fourth coast also not. Or those who hold that the only reason why you say a second Bartra Govan on the second coast, and again on the fourth, and because you had a long Haggadah in between the Esra Das, then you have a problem here. You're right. But if you say like the Rig...
Haggadah is the same reason you're trying to say
Haggadah. No, but it's still say it's a Esra Das from drinking. No, the Taisa Staka has 2 days. Yeah. You're right. According to those who show, there's no problem by the Taisa on the Sunni. So again, so Rashi learns Rav Meir is very simple. Rav Meir learns... The husband comes to Bezdin on Thursday morning, and he wants to be mafsik suva, and suva is plain to be mominis, and it's nidum b'shloisha had yoytis even, Taisus tainus. Suva is nidum b'shloisha had yoytis. That's again one of the tainus of Taisus against Rashi. So the Mishnah starts off, dini mominis b'shloisha, then shloisha had yoytos, because that's how he does the halvos. And everything after that is shloisha mumchim. So for Taisus hakasha against Rashi, if moitzi shemra b'shloisha the Rav Meir means suva, the dintera of ksuba on Thursday morning gets to the Wednesday night wedding is b'shloisha, so what do you need shloisha smuchim for? Taisa says, we today, the Bali HaTaisis have done ksuba, the shloisha had yotis, we don't have any shloisha smuchim. Ksuba should be the same as Hodos Valvois. Also the shlich of Esbech Yisrael and Tisa should be nidon, the shloisha had yotis. That's one of the many tainas against Rashi's pshat and Mishnah. But kopon, that's how Rashi does. So Rav Meir says is b'shloisha. The Rabbanim say, according to the first pshat, according to Ula, chol yishim galas. The husband comes to Bez in the morning after the wedding, and everybody was there last night. Everybody sees him watching him to Bez. And they're going to start snooping and listening to what his tainus are. He says his wife obviously was Mizana Tachto, either during Erison or before Erison. And therefore he doesn't want to pay the Masayim, he only wants to pay Meyer, he wants to change the Ksuba, he wants to pay zero. Mekachto is the Gamimash, he doesn't want to have to pay any Ksuba. And he wants to know whether his wife is Mitelethon. So all the neighbors, all the friends, everybody who's at the wedding is going to hear what the tainus are. And then people are going to start talking about it. And then, Choshishim Lalaz, we are Choshishim Yetze Hakol. Lalaz means people will hear the whole sikhsa between the husband and the wife. The husband tarnishes Zinsa. And then maybe Adam will come, who will try to testify that she was Zinsa during Erison, during the past year, after her Erison. If a girl is Mizana during the engagement period, that's not an Eishin Sisha Zinsa, she's only engaged. But if she's Mizana during Erison, Erison is Kiddushin. Erison is Malish, the same, the words of mean the same thing. Erison is a regular Eishis Tish. An Arusa is a Mekudeshes. Hariyat Mekudeshes, same thing as Hariyat Arusa. In modern Hebrew, Erison means engagement. But in the Mishnah, in the Gemara, in the Tanakh, where Erison means Kiddush. So Shema Yovayu Eidim Shezinso, Shema Yetzi Hakol, Yovayu Eidim Shezinso, and it will turn out that she would really be Chayiv, it will turn out that maybe she will come out to be Chayiv Miser. And then you'll talk in E23 Dayanim. So the Rabbonim say, and that's how we paskin, we already require the 23 Dayanim now because Hashem Ha'asid. Because maybe we will ultimately be in need of 23 Dayanim. That's how Rashi learns Pshat. Choshishim v'laz. Laz means the rumor will spread what the husband tainted against the wife, and maybe Adam will come to substantiate. It won't be a rumor, it will be an Adis Emes, and the woman will talk to Bichayevis.
Sure.
So last week we mentioned, we started to learn the Gemara, so we just mentioned the problem that the Chidush Arani asks on the Rashi. That Zayna Laz, Eidim will pay, the people will hear. When the Eidim will come, again, there's not 23, what do you need ready today? They're not going to come today. So what's the problem? So when the Eidim will come, we'll get another 20 Dayanim. What's the rush not to have all the 23 Dayanim? So the Ran has a pshat. And he says that we have a din of Yarka Haram and Kibbeh. We have a mitzvah in the Torah. To see to it that whoever deserves an onesh gets his onesh, gets a speedy punishment. How does the Ran know that that's the pshat of Yarka Haram and Kibbeh? So the Gemara in the end of Chulin seems to say like that. It's interesting. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs lists off all the Taryag mitzvahs. So the Rambam lists 4 distinct separate mitzvahs. In the Minyan mitzvahs, the mitzvah to give skila to those who are chayv skila, sreifa, herek, chenet. 4 different mitzvahs. And the Ramban is masig on the Rambam. Just like the Rambam counts as one mitzvah only, to give malchus to all those who require, who deserve malchus. So the Rambam should have counted as one mitzvah to give misa to all those who deserve misa. And the Ramban quotes, if Arif Sechav the Gemara, the end of Chulin, the last part of Chulin, where the Gemara says, on the first daf in Shulah HaKan, the Gemara says that if you have a shur that's chayv shur, or an oaf, whatever, any behemoth of the that's chayv skila because harvest or adam, an animal that killed is chayv misa, it's a pasuk in Mishpatim. So the Gemara says you have to bring the behemoth to Bezdin and give it misa because it says v'yarta haram mikevecho. So what did the Gemara mean by quoting that pasuk v'yarta haram mikevecho? So the Ramban understood that that is the one mitzvah of giving misa's bezin to whatever behemah chaya v'yoyfa adam, whoever is chayv misa, you should give the onesh of misa. There's one mitzvah, the hitila hashavah to call upon of today v'shasad in this poem, one mitzvah for the bezin to give malchus to anybody who's chayv malchus. And there's one mitzvah to give misa to whoever is chayv misa. That's the machlek is the Ramban and the Ramban. The Ramban counts misa's bezin as four mitzvahs. Each form of misa is a separate mitzvah. And the Ramban considers all four as one mitzvah of Oviyarta Haram Kevech. Sarafta, Moisam Boesh, every time it says Skalta Moisam Avonim, whenever it says Skila, Sreta Herchenek, that's just a prat within this big mitzvah. The main mitzvah of Oviyarta Haram Kevech, of the Harai, I think Mark quotes it in the last Terek and Chum. The Megillah says there, on the side of the Sefer Mitzvahs, the Ramban has Hasogis, he has Kashis on the Ramban, the Megillah says there on the side, has all of the Tiruts. He named the Sefer Megillah Sester. His mother's name was Esther, and she passed away right after he completed the Sefer. He wanted to have his ikon for his mother, so he called Megillah Sester. It has nothing to do with the Megillah Sester at all. It's not, nothing to do with the name of the Mechaber either. Just the Sefer as a masker, so his mother Esther who had just passed away. Yeah. So the Megillah Sester on the side wants to farem for the Rambam, according to the Rambam, that Skila, Sreita, Herik, Chenik are four different mitzvahs. And after the Arta, Rami Kirbecho, the Rambam doesn't even... doesn't fit in these four mitzvahs. How come the Gemara says if a shor is chayv skila, a shor shahar gesod, and you have to bring it to bezin? The mitzvah is to be mekayim lekayim boy v'yarkaram kibecho. What mitzvah v'yarkaram kibecho? So he says that's a fifth mitzvah. He says that's another mitzvah. There are four mitzvahs to give the four forms of mitzvahs bezin, and then there's another mitzvah that the district attorney should chase after the people. Everybody should be a district attorney to see to it that whoever deserves an einish should get the einish. And then that's the mitzvah on Kol Adam Yisrael. Everybody has to get the Yatam Kavecha to bring the Rasha. If you have a Rasha, if you don't have a Rasha, to go pick on people, that's not a mitzvah. But if you have the Rasha who obviously deserves a punishment, so the mitzvah has the Yatam Kavecha to bring the person to justice. And then there's a mitzvah on Bezin to give the proper onus. Either steal or straight, or chenik, there's a four mitzvahs. The Yatam Kavecha is the fifth mitzvah. So the Ram, the Chidush Ram over here on our daf, seems to be speaking along the lines of the Megillah Sester, the way Megillah Sester says Pshat in the Rambam, that Aviyato, Rami Kirbecho, is a separate mitzvah, to see to it that whoever deserves an onus should get the onus speedily. So he suggests that's the Pshat in Rashi. Rashi says Pshat over here, it's Thursday morning after davening, and the husband just walked into the Bezin office, and the Bezin says, what's your problem? So he says that he has a taina about the Ishtoi Zinsa. So even though he says he's only interested in Dilim Amenis today, but since the Bezin knows that it may develop into a case of Nefoshis in the future, because Choshishim Lalaz, we're afraid, Shema Yetzi HaKol, V'yavoy Yoveid Mahaka, and it may get involved in Dilim Nefoshis, so we don't want to start the case and then see what will develop later. We want to be prepared now, because of the Yaita Rami Kirbecho, in case it will develop into Nefoshis, we want to be ready right away. That's how the Chidush Aran suggests. That he better be more serious than me.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the kabbalah. I mean, you can always say like that. Whenever a person has a dintera moment, they always have more rabbanim, a bigger bezin, to make sure that the people will be more serious.
No, it could be. The whole thing is serious. You're dragging all these judges down, because that's what he's going to realize.
It's more serious than he. He shouldn't kid around. I don't know, it's a different shot, but the Ran suggests this type of shot, that it's for the purpose of the mitzvah of the Yaita Rami Kibbeh. One could say a different shot, not like the Ran. We spoke when we started the Mesichta, we learned the first Tesis on Beis HaMenachem, so we mentioned then a pshat in the Rambam, and one might perhaps suggest such a pshat in Rashi. Maybe Rashi means the following, Rabbanan Savi Chayishishim Lalaz, if you have a case, which Lamaisa now, we're only interested in Didi moments. The husband just came to Bezna Thursday morning, and his sole interest is to speak about money. 200 tzuz, that's all. The Nedunya, the Tosefes, another couple of thousand dollars, but it's only money. So even though the issue at hand is only mominous, nevertheless, Perhaps this is the pshat in the Rabban and the Reb Meir. How does one label a case as Nefashis HaMamonis to determine whether the Bezna of 3 is sufficient or you need a Bezna of 23? That if it's Mamonis, 3 is enough, and if it's Nefashis, 23 is required. So perhaps this is the Machlokes. That Reb Meir Sovar, Reb Meir says, whatever psak you are interested in getting, the Chassan comes to Bezna Thursday morning, he's only interested in Mamonis. That's all he wants, a psak and a Hefzik Suba. Either yes Hefzik Suba or no Hefzik Suba. The Bezna is going to decide whether he's entitled to rip up the ksuba and rewrite it, or no ksuba at all, whatever, or not. So Reb Meir holds that since the psak that we're interested in issuing right now is only a psak regarding Mamonis, so the case is labeled as one of Dini Mamonis. And the Rabban and Sari know, since the tochen, since the issue that's being discussed is an issue of nefashis, and it may develop into nefashis later, if Choshishim Lelaz, if you have a case of Mamonis, and all you're interested in right now is Mamonis, but it may develop into nefashis at some later date, so even though it's not really a problem, we're really going to need the 23 Dayan today, maybe next month the Edom will come, not today, not like the Ran says, that the Atarim Kebecha, speedy, hasty punishment. No, it's not going to be that fit. It may take a long, long time for the Edom to come. But maybe the pshat is like this, since there exists a possibility that this case may develop later into a case of Dina Nefashis, so we already label it now as Dina Nefashis. Even though the psak that we're interested in issuing right now is merely a psak of Mamonis, but it could be that we already label the case as Nefashis, and a dintayr of Nefashis needs 23, even to pass in the Mamonis aspect of a Dina Nefashis case. This is an Asik, we mentioned when we started the Masicht, I think we mentioned that the Pizchet Shuv and Eben Ezer quotes a Diyun and Achroinim regarding this issue with respect to Avis, with respect to Eirecha Neman Nisurim. Halacha is that Eirecha is Neman Nisurim, but in Mamonis, and in Nefashis, and in Dovah Shebi Ervo, we require two Eidim. So what if you have a case where the Shaila that we want to paskin on is Eirecha Neman Nisurim? It's a plain use of the Hekha Shaila. But to be Mavara, the Shaila, we're going to have to determine some kind of an issue of Dovah Shebi Ervo. Would you need two Eidim, or would one Eid be sufficient? So the Pizchet Shuv quotes in Eben Ezer one place that this is a big Diyun El Achronim. In Rashi, on the first daf of Makkos, the very first Mishnah of Makkos, Rashi seems to hold, like we're suggesting here in this Rashi. Rashi there seems to say that if you're being done a case of Isurin, and Eidechot should have been sufficient, but the Isurin, the issue of Issa V'Heter is dependent on another question of a Dovah Shebi Ervo, then even though you're not really interested in paskening on a Dovah Shebi Ervo, but since the crux of the issue is one of Dovah Shebi Ervo, it does need to wait. Just to have the very first Mishnah in Makkos discusses two Eidim who came to testify that a person who was always assumed to be a Kohen and is getting the first Ali and is Duchening and is getting Truma and is getting Pidyon HaBen money, so they come and they testify that he's not really a Kohen at all, he's really a Cholom, he's a Ben Grusha Ben Chalut. But then the Mishnah discusses, what do you do if you're Mazin those Eidim, how do you punish the Eid, what kind of a punishment is Kashas on the Eid? Against the Sugi, they get Malchus instead of getting any else.
So Rashi comments on the Mishnah that,
what do you mean the Eidim testify that a person is a Cholo? How do they know that he's a Cholo? So Rashi has an unusual pshat, not like all the Rishonim. The other Rishonim give a different pshat. How do they know that he's a Cholo? They testify that the father of that person told them that the son is a Cholo. That he married a Grusha, he married a Chalitza, and that this son or all the children will Cholo them. And the father has no manus to say that. The father stayed in Chumash, kies ha-b'chor ben asnu ha-yakir, and the Gemara learns that from the pasuk yakir, yakirenu lachir, that the father has a special namonis to testify that my son is a cholo, my son is a mamzer, and so on. So one could say, that's how many Rishonim said. How did the Eidim come to testify that this person is a cholo? Say, Pashit. The Eidim come and they say, we heard from his father, that the father said that all of his children are cholo, because his wife was a grusha. Akasha. The halacha is that he's nemo. That's Akasha. It's a good question. It's a good question. Maybe he says he married Bishoy. You got him. It's a good Akasha. If what? No, then she does not lose its student. She does not lose. That we'll have to discuss. Yeah. We'll have. The accusation is one of Dina Nefashis, that Zinsa, Eishas, Isha Zinsa is an Eisik of Dina Nefashis. But the Chassan comes innocently on Thursday morning, he doesn't want to kill her, he's just interested in the Mamonis. So the Shaila is. Right. So the mamonis really depends on a taina of nefashis, which could lead up to nefashis.
No.
That could be. Okay, that could be. That could. Right. Okay. Okay. But it still has a shaykhis. It may turn out. It may develop into din nefashis. So it could be that this is pshat harashi learns. The Rameyah holds that we label it as mamonis because that's the psak that we're interested in getting, a psak on ksuba, whether yes or no. So ksuba, psak on ksuba is mamonis, and the Rabbanah hold no. Since the case, the whole issue of ksuba, the whole issue of mamonis depends on a shayla of zinso, whether yes zinso, no zinso, tachtav, ain't a tachtav, and that issue may develop into nefashis. So the whole case is labeled already as one of the nefashis, and you already need 23. So it could be that this Rashi's pshat and the Rabbanah and the Rabmeir is along similar lines as the Rashi in the beginning of Makkos, where Rashi does not say like all the Rishonim, that how did the Eidim know that the man is a cholo? What do you mean two Eidim come and say he's a cholo? How do they know? So many Rishonim, the Miri and the Ritvah, many Rishonim say Pshad, but they say they heard the father say that the son is a cholo. The father has an amanus. That's the pasuk in Chumash. Yakir. So it's Akor ben Asnua Yakir, that the father has an amanus not only to say which son is the pchor. To get Pishnayim, we learn that the father is Neman for Issa Beheteros, and not just for Mominus. He's Neman to say Beniz Amanus, Beniz Cholo, and so on. Rashi doesn't learn like that. Apparently, Rashi holds that to testify that a person is a cholol should have been a rechad nemen b'yisur. You wouldn't really need two kosher eidim for that. Rechad nemen b'yisur would be good. And if it's a rechad nemen b'yisur, then bechlal, there's no parasha of eidim zemim. The nesivus has a yisoid. And Hilchas Eidus, Simen Lamed Ches, and the end of Hilchas Eidus, that the whole din of kosher zalim, the whole parasha of eidim zemim only applies in a case of mominus and nefashis or tovah shebi'erva, when you need two kosher eidim. But then the Torah says, "V'hine eid sheker ho'eid sheker ana bi'achiv." If he had a din eid, sheker eid sheker ho'eid. If he has a din eid, kol vachon shenemar eid, ein el shnayim. Whenever it says eid, means two kosher eidim. So if they were huzmu, then you give them the punishment of kasher zama. So the Nesiva says, "What if an eid echad comes and testifies in Bezdin that?" That all of my flesh is trade. I have a butcher shop, I have a grocery, and he comes and he tells all the people that all the food that I'm selling is trade. So then I lose all of my customers. And then they're mazim the aid. He says, how does he know it's trade? Because he was there, whatever, in the butcher shop. And then it comes out, imanu hayisim, he was never there. He doesn't know the first thing about it. But mazim the aid. So the nesiva says that in such a case, the aid doesn't have any punishment of kasher zaman at all. There's nothing to discuss, because the only time the Torah has the whole chiddush din, the whole parsha of kasher zaman, is when you require aid, when you require an aid, it's of shnei yedin kshirim, mamanis and nefashis of davish of yer. But in erechad emin visurim, the whole din doesn't apply. And it's not sachin erechad, there's no din of eidim zemim. So apparently Rashi was also bothered with this problem, that the Rishonim asked on the first Mishnah, what do you mean there's a discussion of kasha zamam when the eidim were testifying that somebody's a cholo? So Rashi was bothered with a kasha, but sachin erechad emin visurim. Say with a person is a kind of cholo, plainly see the hecha, why should it be... Not nefashis, not mominus, why should it be davar shebi'er? Plain is ahead. So Rashi gives a new taicha on the Mishnah. Rashi says, the Eidim HaMeish and his Garsha, Imo, Litvonenu, Kodim Shanoi Lagzeh. They say, we saw the mother get the get 10 months or a year. So she couldn't have been pregnant before she got the get. The mother got a get a year before this kid was born. So the kid has to be a Ben Gurion. There's no two ways about it. But the Rashi goes out of his way. The Eidim HaMeish and his Garsha, Imo B'Chalena, Kodim Shanoi Lagzeh. What does he say in his Garsha? Let him say, they're made, that the father said he's a cholo. Apparently Rashi holds no. The father said he's a cholo would be Eid Echad Nemen B'Yisurim. Eid Echad would be sufficient. And if Eid Echad is enough, the whole parish of Eidim Zemimim doesn't apply. So the whole Mishnah would be out of place. The whole Mishnah doesn't make any sense. So Rashi learned Pshat in the Mishnah, true, we're discussing cholo, whether the child is a cholo or not. The issue at hand is one of Yisurim. But if the Eidim only know that it's a cholo because they saw the Gerishin take place, they saw the Maisa Gerishin, so when you're testifying about a Gerishin, even though the result that you're interested in being Mavar is whether he's a cholo, the result that you want to pass on is Yisurim. But the issue of Yisurim depends on a Ger, depends on a Gerishin, it depends on a Davish of the other. So Rashi holds you already need two kosher Eidim for that. So perhaps Rashi learns that similar to the distinction between Eidus, Eidechad, as opposed to two kosher Eidim, it's the same thing when it gave to a bezin. When do you need a bezin of 23? When 3? Nefashis needs 23. When do you label something as nefashis? Not only if you're interested in paskining nefashis, even if you're only interested in paskining mominis, but the mominis depends on a case of nefashis. So Rashi, perhaps that's the pshat in Rashi. Choshishim lalas kamifli. If the case may develop into one of din nefashis, we already label it now as din nefashis, and even to issue the psak of mominis alone, the Rabbanah Halkman, that's already called the case in the first needs 23 dayot.
testified that she became pregnant the year before. You see, don't leave a claim. The father is like, that's it, that's his son.
No, no, let's say like this. This person is always getting aliyahs as a kohen, and he's duchening, and he's getting pidyon haben money. He was always assumed to be a kohen. So the Yadim come and say in Bezin, how old are you? He says, 25 years old. He say, your mother got to get 50 years ago. We know she was a Grusha before you were even born. So for sure you are a Ben Grusha. We don't know who your father, we don't know who in the world your father is. We know that you claim your father's a Kohen, Zalvan a Kohen. But we know your mother from a long time back. Nizgar she'im of a Faneinu, Kohenim Shanai Lodzeh. That's how Rashi says in the first Mishnah in Matthew.
So the two edits he needed because of the good here.
Only because they said he's a Cholol in such a way. If they would have said, Shamanu min ha'av, Sha'amar, Shabni Zecholol, you wouldn't need to aid him. Aid effort would be believed, according to Rashi. Other Vishayim disagree. Other Vishayim hold that Cholol, this is already in the Dov Shabi Yerko. That's a machlekes, but if they testify that a person is a Cholol, is that called Aid effort in the Yisur? Or is that called the Dov Shabi Yerko? So half of the Vishayim hold, that's a Shana Dov Shabi Yerko. To be Mevar, the status of a person is a Cholol, that's already Dov Shabi Yerko. And Rashi creeps and holds not. The etzim biur whether a person is a chol or not is nishkin davish of the erva. But punkt in this case, Rashi learns because of the way they're testifying, they're saying b'fanein and this gar shuim and kodim shenoladzeh. They're saying is a chol based on the fact that they saw the gerushin. So the gerushin is a davish of the erva. So even though the result that we're interested in passing on is isurim, it's labeled as a davish of the erva case in the two ways.
Maybe Rashi is over there because the Indian of Eid and Zayim Limit, and you can't establish Eid and Zayim Limit if it wouldn't have been a Ben Grusha.
Yeah.
Because a Ben Cholo didn't say that even Steve would say maybe that. But over here, you, why do you have to touch the touch here like that? Over there, Rashi has to be forced to 23 ready in ambush in case the Indian come out. I want to give it a Misa today.
To give it, to start the case today. But perhaps one could say a little different. That's how Rashi learns life.
According to Rashi,
why does Dabba should be here? Yeah, that's Stamapella. How do you have any Edechad name of Amir? So the Gemara says, Shalom Midirabbana. And I'll tell you, Edechad is not believed. Shalom Midirabbana. Stamapella. How do you have Edechad Amir? The Gemara's Kasha. Yeah. Right. Gemara gives time in it. Rashi says at the end of Shabbat, Abkir Abbana Gedushin. The Achronim point out such a Rashi. The very end of Shabbat, Abkir Abbana Gedushin. And the Gemara seems to say different time because Daiko Minsavo. Because Milson David and Gluye and the Yeshua discovered our Sifrei a different marker. I mean, Atari Echad is believed by Heter Agunas because it says in the pasuk La Yalkam Echad Beish, Aval Beisha, Echad is coming. It's a new marker. I mean, Atari Echad is really believed. The High Hakam the Gemara seems to say that you really should have needed 2 8, but it's a special cooler. No, Zakti Yeshua, but the Rabbanon you should have needed 2 8. And Atari Echad is good because our Sifrei a pasuk La Yalkam Echad Beish Aval Beisha, but with the Rabbanon it should have required 2. So the Heimam and the Heimam, they lifted the need for 2 because Daiko Mintzel, because Mitzvah David and Gluy. That's a different topic. That's a whole sugya in Yavam. It's why the Echad is believed by Meisvah.
Don't you say simply that the Tosafot considers the Torah principally a word of the
Don't know. Sounds a little I don't know. Pashtus is that that's not din in the Pashtus. Even if you say that it's an act of ritzicha, doing a ritzicha to the woman, he is. In Yiddish, he said he's doing a ritzicha to the woman. But still, it's not called din in the Pashtus. Din in the Pashtus needs 23 when bezin is going to be done din in the Pashtus, not when the husband is making a ritzicha as well.
Yeah.
I mean, he's doing a ritzicha to his wife in front of our eyes. So there's no halacha that the ritzicha must be done in the presence of 23 guys. Huh? When we're being done, whether he has a right to kill her or not, that's a different thing. But that's not what we're being done. This is how Rashi learns Choshishim Lelaz. Laz mi shema yetzei hakol. People will hear that the husband just came to Bezin in the morning after he just got married yesterday on Wednesday. He's already in Bezin Thursday morning. Yetzi Yaakov Yishmu will be, maybe be Avoyu Eidim Shazinsa, maybe the Eidim will come, and the case will develop into one of Din and Vashas, and therefore, we already require a Bezin of 23 now. And Rashi doesn't explain the missing gap. Why? So why you? Because it may turn out to need 23 later, so you already require 23 now. So the Chiddush Aran says, because of the Yarkar Ram Kirbech, we want to be prepared to give a hasty punishment to the one who requires an Einish. And we suggest that perhaps a slightly different mahalach. Perhaps because it may turn out to be Dina Nefashis, perhaps we already labeled the case as one of Dina Nefashis, and it cannot be done, even a momentous aspect of a Nefashis case, be Gimel. A Nefashis case, all aspects of a Nefashis case need to be. This is the first pshat in the Gemara Ula. Rabbi Omar, Rabbi says, no, that's too much. Kuliyam alalaz like Hashin. No, that's too much to say. Even the Rabbanan, that you always need one kid because Hashin alalaz, that's too far. The Hacha is a special case. Hacha. The Chayshishim of Fayim Shal Rishonim come with me. You're talking only on a special case. The Hacha b'may askinon, what is the special case that we're discussing today? The following Moshe. The Ichnif, the husband gathered together, Kineis, they esmin uklasa, he collected together 20, he comes to Bezna on Thursday morning, and he says, I have a... Tisa, La Tisa, and they're all waiting for the husband to come in. Then he comes in, he doesn't have any yet. He comes in and he has a whole case against his wife, and he claims he's going to bring Adam and 23 Dayanim with him ready to hear the Yid. Then he comes in and they see he doesn't have any Adam. The Adam didn't show up. It's not true. Look, so the 23 Dayanim are going to waste the whole day listening to this and sugar and Akka China get that breakup. The breakup, he said he was going to have Adam, didn't have. So they said they have things to do, so the 20 Dayanim went away, they're going to take care of this. The Yivder. And they went away, they dispersed. The 23 who gathered together. Ichnif means he gathered together, the Ivdu means that they dispersed. They went away. So then, as everybody's walking out, the Dayanim are walking out, so you start banging on the table. He says, just a minute, but I want to be Mafsid Hadik Subir. That I do have the right to do. Even if I don't bring Adam, if I would have brought Adam Shazin, so I could really give Misa to the wife. He didn't bring Adam, but he wants at least to be Neman on the Ksubir. That's the halacha that Rashi quotes in Ksubir. So if he comes the very next morning, Nemel hafsir ksubos, because ksubos love their rice, say, hey, mama, hey, mama, ain't on him to wreck the sudam hafsir. The yom aluhu, so he starts to scream at the few dayan who are still left. Latifah, and they're all waiting for the husband to come in. Then he comes in, he doesn't have any. He comes in and he has a whole case against his wife, and he claims he's going to bring Edom and 23 Dayanim were there ready to hear the Edom. Then he comes in and they see he doesn't have any Edom. The Edom didn't show up. It's not true. Look, so the 23 Dayanim are going to waste the whole day listening to this Meshugana, Hakat Shainik, about breakup. That breakup, he said he's going to have Edom, didn't have. So they said they have things to do, so the 20 Dayanim went away, they're going to take care of their business. The Yivder. And they went away, they dispersed. The 23 who gathered together. Ichnif means to gather together, the Ivdu means that they dispersed, they went away. So then, as everybody's walking out, the Dayanim are walking out, so you start banging on the table, says, just a minute, but I want to be Mafsid Hedek Subir, that I do have the right to do. Even if I don't bring Edom, if I would have brought Edom Shazinso, I could really give Misa to the wife. He didn't bring Edom, but he wants at least to be Nemon on the Ksubir. That's the halacha that Rashi quotes in Ksubir, so it becomes the very next morning. Nemel hafsir ksubos, because ksubos love their rice, hey mamu vehe mamu, hey rodem terech ksubim hafsir. The yom aluhu, so he starts to scream at the few dayan who are still left, but dunuli miho adini mamunis, at least be dami the hefsir ksubim. So then it's an achleikis Rameir and the Rabbanu. So Rameir says, well, all that's involved, Rameir is always simple, the simple pshat is Rameir. Rameir holds all that's involved now is ksubos, all you need is three dayan, the fact that the Rabbanu say no. Since the case began in the morning, he said, let me have 23 dayanim, he's going to make a whole case. And the 23 were there, and then they see that's a dreita. So the 20 went away, 15, 20 went away. And then you only have left three. So if the three will be done the case, people may think that there was something wrong with the first 20 dayanim, that we had to send them away. They won't realize that they walked away in disgust that that's a dreita. People may think that there must have been something wrong with the additional 20 dayanim, that they were sent away. And we only were going Medin with three instead of all 23. You can have 23 Dayanim on Didim Amin as well. There's nothing wrong if you have more Dayanim. So people may be Maitzi Las, people may be Pegeya and the Kovar Adayanim HaRishon. The Hashash Kovar Adayanim.
Maybe people think that Didim Amin is 23.
I mean, you should be Dafke not. You should be Dafke not required on it. The Bezin will tell him. The Bezin will tell him that it's an upper three. There's no takola, there's no mikshol. If the Balabatim will leave it to Rabbanim, attack the Rabbanim, but they don't know how to learn, that the Gemara considers a mikshol. But the Balabatim will think that you need more dayan, it's good, you need more dayan. They have 23 dayan. So the kids said, there's a machlekes, the way Rashi learns, there's a machlekes between Ula and Rabbi or Rabbi. Here's his mashal, it's Rabbi. In what case, the Pashtus is like Rameh, if you only done Dini Mominus, all you need is a Bezin with three. In what case do the Rabbanim require, although this doesn't make sense, why you should require 23, in what case do they require 23? So the first time Amar and Gemara Ula says, you always need 23 Dayanim. Not only when you started off with 23, because since even if you want to start off with three, you can't begin to start the case with three, because it may develop into Dini Nefashis later. And therefore we already require 23 now. Ula said, and Rabbi says no, it all depends. If you started off with 23, then Hashino Lekvodim Shal Harishonim, and then we require that the Gemara Din should also be with 23. But if you started off with 3, you can start with 3 and finish with 3. It may develop into the Pasha, even the Rabbanu hold it doesn't bother me. Freg di Gemara Akasha Meisve, the Tosefta quotes this Machlekes Rameh and the Rabbanu, found in the Mishnah, the Tosefta elaborates on all the cases, and says that the Rabbanu disagree with Rameh in some cases, but not in all cases. So isn't that Beferish? The Tosefta is Beferish like Rabbi against Ula. It says in the Tosefta, V'chachamim, Rameir says, Moitzi Shemra is B'shlosha, under all circumstances. Moitzi Shemra is plain Dini Mominus, and Dini Mominus is B'shlosha. V'chachamim omrim, that sometimes Rameir is right, and sometimes Rameir is wrong. Tavo, Mamon, B'shlosha. If he's Taveya, only Mamon, then all you need are three Dayanim. Tavo, Nefashos. If he's Taveya, of him Nefashos, then you need B'yesim or Shlosha. In other words, Rabbanu says sometimes 3 and sometimes 23. If you all like Rabbi, that the only time the Rabbanu disagree with Rabbi Meir is if originally you had 23. You start off with 23, and then if you do it, they all disappear. Then the Rabbanu and the Rabbi Meir hold, but if you started off the whole case with 3 Dayanim, then you can't be done with 3. So if you hold like Rabbi, we understand the Tosefta. The Shleim of the Rabbi, we read the Tosefta very well. Tvo moment chilo, if the Baal only said, I have it in Terebak Subi. He never said he's interested in giving the point. Never said he has Eidim for these. So all he wants is to be Mapsik Suva is Bishlosh. All you need is three Dayan. To Vol Nefashis, if the Baal Taina that is going to have a case of Dina Nefashis, and they had 23 Dayan, and later on they saw that the whole thing was a fake, then it's B.S. Mishlosh. Afilum Vol Nefashis Tchilo, if the case started off as one of Nefashis and we had 23 in the beginning, then later on, then they hear that it's all a fake. Afilum Mammon is B.S. Mishlosh, you will need 23 because of Choshish and Mekhadim Shoshan. So the Brice of the Tesept only reads straight if you hold like Rabbi. That sometimes the Rabbanon agree with Rabbi, and sometimes they disagree, depending whether there's a problem of Kavod or Rishonim or not. But if you hold like Ule, Ule says that whenever the Baal Taina is on Ishto Zinso, the Choshish maybe will develop into Nefash, so you always need 23. Shrek Digmar, Ule Kash, how do you read Pshat in the Brice that the Tesept says that sometimes the Rabbanon are masking with Rabbi that you can be down the Hepsik Suba with three. And for the Gemara, Omar Rabbi, I have a Pshat according to Ule Ani. Arish Bachabura Tagimno, I with my friend who is the Godul Shabachabura, Arish Bachabura is the greatest Talmachacham from the whole Yeshiva. Umana, who is that? Who is the greatest one? Rabchia Barov. So I have a pshat that I worked at Rabchia Barov and how to read it to Sefta according to Ulu. Hacham am I asking on if the Sefta means the following case. Anay pshat. Shehevi Habal Eidim Shezinso. The husband brought Eidim that is Shezinso. Now Rashi gets down to a normal case that we would call all along Moiti Shema. The whole time Rashi gave up Shad Moiti Shema as a different case. If the Baal is Mapsa, the Tsuga, Nemelav, Sinsuba, that's not what we usually call in Ganshas Moiti Shema. Now Rashi has the Gemara the way we have there. Now it's a regular case of Moiti Shema. That the husband brought Eidim Shezim, so then the girl's father brought Eidim who are Mazim the Eidim Baal, and it turns out that they're Vadai Sheker. That is not true, Shezins. And then the Torah says in such a case, the Yisru also, the husband gets Malkus. The Yon Shosa Mea Kesa, the husband has to pay Abiyah Naira 100 Shkolim, 100 Sloim. And Veloy Seel Yish on top of it, Leuchel Lishal Chakoyamov, he's stuck. That if she wants to remain with him, if she wants to get rid of him after the whole ordeal, she can ask her to get also. But if she wants to remain married with him, he has no right to get rid of her. So he says, that's the Pshat and the Brice. Which case would it be sufficient with the Bezna of Shlesha if we know for sure that it can never develop into Din and Fashta? How do we know for sure it will never develop? If the Baal first brought Eidim Shezinsa, then the Eidi Ha'ov were Mazim the Eidi Ha'Baal. So if we were Mazim already the Eidi Ha'Baal, it's highly improbable that another pair of Eidim will come to say the same thing, that Zinsa, they will not be Huzmu. That's already too far fetched. Well, we don't know. We don't know, but what? That everything is possible, yeah. But Rashi says it's highly improbable. If the Baal comes and he says, Ishti Zinso, and we don't know whether he's telling the truth or not, we don't know if they read him or not, say, the Rabbanu Hol Choshishim Lalaz. It may develop into Nefoshis, in the case of which we are being done today with three Dayanim, may turn out the Gloin Nilsen and Mafre, but it was really a case of Dina Nefoshis, and we had no right to be done even the momentous aspect of the case with Shloshim. But if you have a case, we ate him Heidu Shizinso, but who's moved? Then Rashi says, once who's moves, then we see clearly that this fellow is... No, so in that case, the Rabbanu would be masking with Reb Meir. Tova Mama in the Shloisha. Tova Nefash is best in the Shloisha is most cases. We have a trial. Right. We started off with a Bezna 23, because the Baal said on Thursday morning, the Baal comes and he says, I have Eidim. That Thursday morning, next year Thursday morning, Manav Kamina, he comes with two Eidim to say that Ishti Zinsa during Erisin. Ishti Zinsa during the Sunnah, it doesn't matter already. Doesn't have to be there after the next day. He comes with Eidim Shezinsa. And then a month later, a couple of weeks later, whatever, and you had 23 Dayanim. Then a while later come Eidim who are Mazni Eidi Abal. Doesn't put some posters all over town and say that Reuben and Shimon are testifying that Ishti Zinsa on such and such a date. Does anybody know whether they're telling the truth or telling a lie? So they have to make an announcement. If anybody knows, they should come and give Eidus. Makhish Zayin, Mazim Zayin. So then later, let's say a month later, a week later, whatever, Eidim come, and then Mazim, the first pair of Eidim. Once you Mazim, the first pair of Eidim, then the Torah has the real Oynish, but what we call Moti Shema, he has to remain married with her, he has to pay the Mea Sloim, and he has to get the Malk. And in such a situation, where the Eidei HaBaal, Wuhuzmu, then Rashi already explains to me, well, then we don't have to be Choshish, maybe additional Eidim will come to testify all over again, Shezinsa. No, we already see that he's lying, that the husband is lying. She was never Mizanet. Right. That's what Tosis points out in the Tosis. Koshishim lalaz, the Koshishim, based on the bodies. But just because you hold from one or the other doesn't mean you hold from the other. There's no problem. Different case. Tosis talks about that also. Could be a different case. No problem. No. We'll discuss. Yeah. Right. Rashi is something. What does Rashi say? Let's say v'hizimu. Tzu lekel amechash lalas. Rashi says an aramid, an chesem beis v'hizimu. If the edi haba, edi ha'ov, umazim edi ha'baal, tzu lekel amechash lalas. Then you don't have to worry, maybe addition later will come to testify she's innocent. No. The goli milsa we have established, we already see what's going on. The ahani sari somir, the husband was relying on this first pair of edim. He was relying on it. The ahani sari shakrin, you know. We see that they were telling a lie, and we don't have to think that maybe addition later will come. Now, what's the story with the ksuvah? So then it says, no, I let the Baal Taina, so forget about all the Eidim that I brought, they were Huzmu. But I'm Neman Amayon to Taina Pesach Pesach Matzos. So then Rashi says, too late. If he Taina is on his own Pesach Matzos, then he's Neman. I don't have to rest the Suda Masidi. But if he Taina Pesach Pesach, and he brought Eidim, and the Eidim of Huzmu, it looks very much that it's not true. Then it cannot be mafsid b'ksuba. So now the whole case is turned. I feel mafsid b'ksuba also loy mehemon dapshter. The Achronim HaMagir should say, loy mehemli, of course the Edom are not believed at all, they were huzmu. The Edom did nothing to discuss. So Tosefer and Rashi should say, I feel mafsid b'ksuba also loy mehemon, he is not believed, the husband is not believed to be mafsid b'ksuba. Alpi, because of the hemomru, it doesn't apply. The hashta, bas, and sadi, shaki, kama hadev, shikuri, kama shak, and now we see that the guy's a liar. Now the Torah says all of the punishments. He has to give him a sela, veloisi yom yisho. And that's the pshat.
He could be a liar about her having been a donor, but he could be accurate.
Could be, but we don't believe him.
Even though it may be that he was telling the truth, so Rashi says we don't believe him. Yeah. Since he started off with Eidim, and the Eidim were huzmu, so we assume that everything that he tainted is all not true.
Like
everything that he said.
Because
we see that he was Meshaka. See, half of the case that he built up against the wife is Sheker. So we already don't know whether the other half is anything.
In the first case, when he was in the testimony report, so even though he couldn't get aided, then I say he still believed that he should be able to stop the children. But if he says that
yeah, because he just didn't bring aid. We don't see any sheker. Yeah, he said, I'll bring Eidim, and he couldn't bring Eidim. No, that's not a sheker. But over here, Rashi says, since we were mazim the first kat Eidim, so then we see that it's a sheker. Right. No, 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 no. When you're mafsid, a mayor says, whenever you're just paskening a case of ksuba, the way Rashi learns, all you need is three. If you're paskening a case of... Yeah. Then they did, yeah, about it. The case started off with 23. And then we were mazim the Eidim again, they were 23. We were really discussing the first of them. But now, let's say we already gave the Eidim their misa. Right, so it was who's recording the Eidim, so the Eidim are not going to get any misa. Even the misa was taken care of or whatever. Now, it's already a week later. And the Aviha Nairo wants to come to be Tavei, he wants his Meir Shkolam from the father. So now if the whole case only involves what we call all the time Motzi Shema money, the 100 Slaim of Motzi Shema, then everybody would agree, the Rabbana would agree with her Meir, that there's no Svarah of Choshishim Lalaz. It cannot possibly develop into anything further. What are you going to say, that maybe additional Eidim will come to testify she's Insa? So Rashi says, we're not Choshish for that. We see that Shikuri come to Shaker. We see that the husband is looking to bring Eidim Sheker, and if he'll bring another Kat Eidim, he won't say that the apostle just because he brought first one Kat Eidim. Well, who's me? But yeah, but we don't have to be Choshish, then maybe he'll bring Eidim, another Kat Eidim. Right. They should have. I mean, they should have passed. The father's not an enemy. Okay. The Eidim came last week in Mamazim, the first Kat Eidim, and there was no Toveya. Doesn't issue a psak if there's no Toveya. So the father's not around. He didn't ask for the Meir Shkolam. A week or two later, when the father comes to bed and says, I want my money, I want my Meir Shkolim, so then you have to make a new Moshev Bez, new Moshev Bez. So Rashi explains that since now it can never come, we don't have to be afraid. It may turn into Din and Fashas yet. Fatim will come and will turn into. But in this case, everybody holds Loi Hashim al Allah. We don't have to consider that possibility. That's how Rav interpreted the Brisa. This is how Rashi learns the Gemara, that the whole Gemara up until Rav Anami's days is talking about a Din Torah of Ksuba. And Rav says that when the Brisa says Tov Amon Bishlosha, there is a case where the Rabbanon are asking with Rav Meir that it's only Bishlosha. That case is speaking about Motzi Shem Ramani, what we always call Motzi Shem. And Rashi says that his pshat is Meduyak in the Gemara, that only at the very last line that we just learned in Rabbi case are we talking about what we always call Motzi Shem Ra, because the Lashon HaGemara is like that. The Gemara says, Bolig was Maman Mibal, Bishloshah. The Gemara puts in the word Mibal. The whole time the Gemara didn't say who's Tavea Maman from whom. The Rashi says it's assumed that the pshat is like I say. Oh, the husband wants to be master with Ksuba for the wife. At the very last pshat, when Rabbi interprets the Tosefta, that sometimes the Rabbanan are related to Rab Meir, that is Bishloisha, he says, Bolig was Maman Mibal, if the father wants to collect his Meir Sloin from the husband, to complete the opposite in Torah. Not that the husband wants to be mops of the wife, I care. The wife's father wants to get the husband's Meir Shkolin, so then you need, then Shloisha is enough. That's how Rashi claims pshat in the Gemara, and then he has an Arichas that others learn not like him, and the other pshat just doesn't work out. He has an attack against the Rabbi in Tam. Before the Rabbi in Tam, then Tam Zayde, but he says the other pshat doesn't work out. Tosis has so much for Rashi, for the meantime. Tosis has this long attack against Rashi's pshat on that Chesem and Al. They have very stark tainus against Rashi. A good tainus, we mentioned some of the tainus already. A tainus is that's not called Motzi Shem Ra. The term Motzi Shem is a technical term. Doesn't just mean a husband says something bad about his wife, his wife did something bad. Motzi Shem Ra means that it turns out that the Baal's case against his wife was Sheker. Edi HaBaal V'Huzmu. Rashi learned Motzi Shem Ra means Hefzik Suva. That's not what it always means. And Tosis had another tainus that we mentioned before. The Mishnah says Dini Mamon is Bishlosha means Shlosha Had Yotos, because we're talking about Hoidos Valvois, and everything after that means Smuchim, Mumchim, and you're going to tell me that in Torah Ksuba needs to be Smuchim. We, Tosis says, we the Balei HaTosis are done Ksuba Bizman HaZem in Europe. We don't have any Smuchim. We're done with Had Yotos, so the whole Mishnah doesn't read. So it has Kama Bekama Tainus against that. Another time we mentioned last week was that Rashi learns that the whole case is the husband, the chosm, just got married yesterday, he's already in Bezna Thursday morning, and he wants to be mafsa the wife to ksub. So the Tosis says, that halacha, that the husband is neman lahafsiku ksubot alpi, is only because ksub is lav derais. Hey momu ve hey momu. Since Chachamim, Rashi himself quotes the lashon from ksub is daf yud. On the fifth line from the bottom of the yom, and in the Rashi, Chachamim titna lahem b'nai sol, sula masayim, etc. The whole ksub is only takonis Chachamim. So therefore, the heim heminu, lahafsiku alpi. So therefore, hey momu ve hey momu. Since ksub is lav derais, so they gave the Baal an emonis. But if you would hold that Ksuba is the Raisa, that whole part, the whole emonis of Rav Nachman and Ksuba Daf Yud wouldn't apply. So Tosis Hatataina, the Rav Meir, happens to be of the opinion that Ksuba is the Raisa. So the Agamar, the Rav Meir, and he's the one who's talking over here, Rav Meir. So what do you mean the Baal comes on Thursday morning to be matched with Ksuba? Rav Meir says that you can paskin a case with three dayan. What case? There's no case to paskin. He's not Nemon Alpi. He's not Nemon Alpi. Another kasha that Tosis has. I have a whole peckle kasha. The Tosis finally gives the pshat after halfway through the Tosis, when they quote Ksuba Daf Yud Amud Aleph in the parentheses, then 3 lines later they quote in the Furish, Rabbi Natan gives the pshat, not like Rashi. And we mentioned before that the Tosis on Amud Beis quote that they're both pshatim HaFani Yerushalmi. A Machlokes Amarav and Yerushalmi, one says like Rashi, one says like Rabbi Natan. Each has a mocker in the Gemara. So the Rabbi Natan presents the alternate pshat. Furish, Rabbi Natan. Motzi Shem Ra means Motzi Shem Ra, that the father of the girl is coming to collect the Meir Shloim. Now, what is it? When does the father collect? You have Meir Shloim, and you have Elohi Sirenish, and you have Yisros. Yisros means that the husband gets malted for making, for being Motzi Laz, and not Bilbil on his wife. So when do you, how do we usually learn, when do you have Motzi Shem Ra? So you're learning, if you would never learn Masechah Sanhedrin, you would learn Ksubis, you would be under the impression, the Poshet Shat in Ksubis, that the only time you have this parsha of Motzi Shem Ra is when Huznu Eidei HaBaal, when the Baal brought Eidim, and then the girl's father brought Eidim, or the Eidim came on their own, to be Mazim the Eidei HaBaal. And the Torah has a Chiddush Din, that if two Eidim say Horai, Somebody killed somebody else. And two items say, not true. Loi harag. Or two items say, lova. Two items say, loi lova. So that's called trey utrey. It's their word against their word. So trey utrey is asfeke. You don't know which katedim is telling the truth and which katedim is telling the lie. But if you have a case of trey utrey where the second pair of eidim are not stam contradicting the first pair, they say, imonu hayisim, imokum ploni, bosa yom, how can you? We don't know. It could be that the havor did happen. It could be that the ritzicha did happen. We don't know anything about that. All we know is that you don't know what it's all about. You weren't there because imanu hayishim, b'makom ploni b'osa yom. On that day, on that hour that you testify, you were in New York. You were with us in Eretz Yisrael. You don't know the first thing about it. We don't know either what happened, but you for sure don't know. So even though it should also be trey, we should say the first pair of eidim say they were there. The second pair of eidim say they were not there. So the Gemara Bemis points that out, that eidim zanim is a chiddush. Chiddush means that it's a dova hasayis haklal. The klal usually is trey is a sveike, and Edom Zalim in the Torah says that it's not a sveike. We believe the second pair, and we bedavke don't believe the first pair. So that api pashtus is when you learn the Gemara Tzubis, Mishnais, with all the sugyas, the pashtus is that's the only time that we punish the husband with the malchus, and the husband has to pay the mayor kesef, and it has the yonish of loisi elish. If he brought Edom to testify that his wife was Gunso, and who's Mu'eli about? Turns out that it's mamish ledubim v'layat, it's false. We were mazim the Eid Abal, and Hazama means that we believe the second pair against the first pair. The first pair are assumed to be lying. Tachidish, even though it should have been trey, but the Torah says you believe the second kat who are mazim the first kat. If it's hakosher, so it's a suffix. You don't know which kat is telling the truth. If it's a Hazama, then the Chidish HaTorah tells us that we believe the second kat even to the extent of punishing the first kat. Comes Rabbi Natan and gives a whole taichin argimore, and in his pshat he's going to get forced into learning, but that's not necessarily so. He's going to be forced into this. He's going to have to say that in order for the husband to get the punishment of paying meyer sloim, either 3 dayan is not enough and the precious needs 23. Because if that's for the din, the master matin and the gemara din, you're going to need 23. But the etn kabbalah say this alone does not need 23, it's sufficient with 3. And the Ramban disagrees. And the Ramban disagrees with the Rashi then, and he holds that it's wrong, that it's an issue.